Hey there, welcome to Growth Buzz. I'm Giovanni, and today we've got a real treat for you. Joining us is William, a marketing wizard with over a decade of experience helping businesses increase their growth. He's especially savvy when it comes to B2B marketing. William, thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me, Giovanni. I'm excited to chat with you and your listeners.
Awesome. So, we're diving into a hot topic today, the rise of growth marketing. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, William, tell us a bit about your journey. How'd you end up becoming a marketing guru?
Well, it's been quite a ride. I started out in a small startup, wearing multiple hats, as many of us do. Marketing was just one of my responsibilities, but I quickly realized it was where my passion lay. I loved the challenge of figuring out how to get our product in front of the right people and convince them to give it a shot.
That's cool, man. Nothing like finding your calling, right? So, when did you start focusing on B2B marketing specifically?
It was a natural progression, really. As I moved up in my career, I found myself working with more and more businesses that were selling to other businesses. The complexity of B2B sales really fascinated me. It's like solving a puzzle, you know?
I can imagine. Now, let's talk about this growth marketing thing. It's been buzzing around for a while now. What exactly is it, and why should our listeners care?
Great question. Growth marketing is all about using data-driven strategies to grow a business. It's not just about getting more customers, but about optimizing every stage of the customer journey. The cool thing is, it combines elements of traditional marketing with newer, more agile approaches.
Sounds interesting. How does it differ from traditional marketing?
The main difference is in the approach. Traditional marketing often focuses on the top of the funnel, getting people aware of your product. Growth marketing looks at the entire funnel, from awareness right through to retention and referral. It's about creating sustainable, long-term growth rather than just short-term gains.
I see. So it's more holistic, right? You're not just throwing ads out there and hoping something sticks.
Exactly. It's about understanding your customers deeply, testing different strategies, and constantly optimizing based on what the data tells you.
That makes sense. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are small business owners or entrepreneurs. How can they apply growth marketing principles without breaking the bank?
That's a great point, Giovanni. The beauty of growth marketing is that it can be scaled to fit any budget. For small businesses, I'd recommend starting with really understanding your customer base. Who are they? What problems are they trying to solve? Where do they hang out online?
So, basically, do your homework before spending a dime on marketing?
Absolutely. Once you have that understanding, you can start experimenting with low-cost channels. Maybe it's content marketing through a blog or podcast, or perhaps it's engaging with your audience on social media. The key is to start small, measure your results, and double down on what works.
I love that approach. It's all about being smart with your resources, right?
Exactly. And remember, growth marketing isn't just about acquiring new customers. It's also about making the most of the customers you already have. Sometimes the best growth comes from increasing the value of your existing customer base.
That's a great point. I think sometimes we get so caught up in chasing new customers that we forget about the goldmine we already have. Any tips for nurturing existing customers?
Definitely. One of the most effective strategies is personalization. Use the data you have about your customers to tailor your communications and offers to their specific needs and preferences. This could be as simple as segmenting your email list based on past purchases or engagement.
Sounds like a win-win. The customers get more relevant stuff, and the business increases its chances of making a sale.
Absolutely. Another strategy is to focus on creating an amazing customer experience. Happy customers are more likely to buy again and to recommend you to others. This word-of-mouth marketing can be incredibly powerful, especially for small businesses.
I can vouch for that. Some of my favorite discoveries have come from friends' recommendations. Now, let's talk about some of the tools that are making growth marketing easier. Any favorites you'd recommend?
There are so many great tools out there. It's hard to choose. But if I had to pick a few, I'd say start with a good analytics tool like Google Analytics. It's free and gives you a wealth of information about your website visitors.
That's a classic. What else?
For email marketing, I'm a fan of tools like MailChimp or ConvertKit. They make it easy to segment your list and automate your campaigns. And for social media management, Buffer or Hootsuite can be really helpful for scheduling posts and analyzing your performance.
Those are some solid recommendations. Now, I know you specialize in B2B marketing. How does growth marketing apply in the B2B world? Is it any different from B2C?
Great question. While the principles are similar, there are some key differences in B2B growth marketing. For one, the sales cycles are often longer and more complex. You're usually dealing with multiple decision makers, so your marketing needs to address different pain points and personas.
That sounds challenging. How do you navigate that?
It can be tricky, but it's also really rewarding. One approach that works well in B2B is account-based marketing, or ABM for short. Instead of casting a wide net, you focus your efforts on a smaller number of high-value target accounts.
Interesting. Can you give us an example of how that might work?
Sure. Let's say you're selling a software solution for large enterprises. Instead of generic marketing, you might create personalized campaigns for each target company. This could include custom landing pages, tailored content, and even direct mail pieces. The idea is to show that you understand their specific challenges and have a solution that's perfect for them.
That's pretty cool. It's like the opposite of one-size-fits-all marketing.
Exactly. And while it might seem like more work up front, it can lead to much higher conversion rates and bigger deals.
I can see how that would be effective. Now, let's switch gears a bit. We've talked a lot about digital strategies, but are there any offline growth marketing tactics that you've seen work well?
Absolutely. While digital is a huge part of growth marketing, offline strategies can still be incredibly effective, especially in B2B. One tactic I've seen work well is hosting or sponsoring industry events. It's a great way to get face-to-face with potential customers and position yourself as a thought leader in your field.
That makes sense. Any other offline strategies you'd recommend?
Another effective tactic is creating high-quality print materials. In a world where everything is digital, a well-designed brochure or white paper can really stand out. It's also a great way to provide value to potential customers and showcase your expertise.
I love that idea. It's like zigging when everyone else is zagging, right?
Exactly. And don't forget about good old-fashioned networking. Building relationships in person can still be incredibly powerful, especially in B2B sales.
That's so true. There's something about that face-to-face connection that just can't be replicated online. Now let's talk about measuring success. How do you know if your growth marketing efforts are paying off?
That's a crucial question, Giovanni. One of the key principles of growth marketing is that everything should be measurable. The specific metrics you track will depend on your goals, but some common ones include customer acquisition cost, CAC, customer lifetime value, CLV, and conversion rates at different stages of your funnel.
Those sound pretty straightforward. Any others that people might not think of?
One metric I always encourage businesses to track is Net Promoter Score, or NPS. It measures how likely your customers are to recommend you to others. It's a great indicator of customer satisfaction and can predict future growth.
That's interesting. I guess happy customers are more likely to stick around and bring their friends, right?
Absolutely. And in the world of growth marketing, we're always thinking about how to turn customers into advocates for our brand.
Love it. Now, we're coming up on our last minutes or so. Let's talk about the future of growth marketing. What trends do you see on the horizon?
Great question. I think we're going to see even more emphasis on personalization and AI-driven marketing. As machine learning algorithms get smarter, we'll be able to create incredibly tailored experiences for each customer.
That sounds pretty sci-fi. Any other predictions?
Another trend I'm watching is the rise of voice search and voice-activated devices. As more people use Alexa, Siri, and Google Home, marketers will need to optimize for voice search and think about how to create audio content.
Fascinating. It's like we're moving back to an oral tradition, but with a high-tech twist.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the growing importance of privacy and data protection. As consumers become more aware of how their data is being used, marketers will need to find ways to personalize experiences while respecting privacy.
That's a great point. It's all about finding that balance, right? Now, as we wrap up, I'd love to hear your advice for someone just starting out in marketing. What should they focus on to set themselves up for success in this world of growth marketing?
That's a great question to end on, Giovanni. For someone just starting out, I'd say the most important thing is to cultivate a growth mindset. Be curious, always be learning, and don't be afraid to experiment.
Love that advice. Anything else?
Definitely. I'd also recommend getting comfortable with data analysis. You don't need to be a statistician, but understanding how to interpret data and use it to drive decisions is crucial in growth marketing.
That makes a lot of sense. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
I'd say, remember that at the end of the day, marketing is about connecting with people. All the data and technology in the world won't help if you're not creating value for your customers. So always keep the human element in mind, even as you're diving into the technical side of growth marketing.
That's beautiful, man. A perfect note to end on. William, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Growth Buzz. Thanks so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Thanks for having me, Giovanni. It's been a blast.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Growth Buzz. Remember, whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned pro, there's always room to grow. Keep experimenting, keep learning, and keep buzzing. Until next time, this is Giovanni signing off.